This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, July 17, 2019. I'm Marc Boulanger. At the core of globalized trade are transportation systems, which enable global supply chains and employ thousands of workers. The global union, which most closely addresses these issues, is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents more than 18 million workers in 147 countries. At a recent conference, the General Secretary of the ITF, Stephen Cotton, was asked about global supply issues such as precarious work and the rise of China as a major actor in many countries.
If you look at it, precarious work, I think 77% of young workers, that's we define as under 35, are in precarious work compared to 56% of the general population. So we have an age profile challenge because of precarious work. Then if we look at the challenge that women face about getting pay equality, these are also issues that we're looking at across the whole of the process. I think in the big conversation, we have partners here, IRU, UITP. The ITF is working with all the stakeholders to look at these issues, and there are a number of factors where we need to tackle it. So the first is under implementation of regulations that exist now. So if we look at the global supply chain and you just look at the size of the world and the challenges we have, and we touched on Asia Pacific and Africa, there is abuses even in Europe where we have truck drivers who aren't from Europe disrespecting the European Union's rules about time, regulation, safety. And those are issues where we work together to make sure the sustainable regulations are part of the answer. So for us, we recognise that e-commerce, we see the future will be a fight between transportation, logistics companies and software companies about who's in control of the global supply chain. And our request with our partners, and I'm quite proud to say that, is that we challenge governments and the regulatory bodies to enforce the rules. Because ultimately, you have to enforce the rules. It could be tax, it could be employment legislation, it could be as simple as making sure wages are paid. Those are the fundamental principles. So we all believe globalization improves, takes people out of poverty, but it has to be within a framework of social responsibility. So that's that question. In respect to China, as I said, we're the only organisation in the global labour movement that sits down and talks to them, and that's a mutual respect conversation. That's about sharing our values. So the ITF has got a very strong constitution, free and democratic trade unions with proper constitutions about elections. Our conversation with China is what do we share and how do we learn? Part of their challenge is multinationals, and we describe the better multinationals as the coalition of willing, who want to improve the global supply chain, who want to audit their own systems. And we're encouraging the Chinese to understand from our experience that you have to enforce the rules, you have to organise, you have to promote health and safety and regulation, and then the governments and the various departments have to enforce it. On the question of distribution of skills and workers' capabilities, the ITF is privileged to lead a global organisation, but recently I was in Algeria where the airport was built by Chinese labour and there hasn't been enough skills transfer. I was in Antigua, which sounds like a strange place, but it's a very good hub for the Caribbean. Their new port terminals being built by Chinese labour. And again, there's not enough transferring of skills because ultimately Global South, what do we need? We need new job opportunities and we need skills transfer. And that's a conversation we're determined to take up with China. We understand One Belt, One Road is a political agenda to build an economic model, and you know, congratulations with that. We recognise that it's built on the pillar of 5G and we're not really doing future of work, but that's part of the conversation when it comes to infrastructure. So for us in the ITF is simple stuff. Make sure you enforce the regulations. Make sure we have new regulations for the global economy that deals with discharging cargo from one place to another part of the world. We do need to deal with consistent legislation that makes sure the minimum standard and the framework protects the social, the worker, but also the communities across the supply chain as a whole.
And that's it, International Labour News You Can Use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.